Hi there. Welcome to Sound Healing Radio. This is David Gibson. And our guest today is Suzanne Runyon. She's a... Hi, Suzanne.
Hi.
Suzanne is a hypnotherapist and also has been a massage therapist as well. She's also an instructor at our school at the Sound and Consciousness Institute, where she teaches a class on marketing, alternative therapy businesses. And she has a book as well, an online book that she's refining now. It's actually been out for ages, but, you know, things change all the time. And so and our intention for today's show, because she's mostly going to be talking about hypnotherapy and EFT, emotional freedom technique, it's about the intention is that may we all release all our deep, stuck emotional issues and subconscious negative beliefs completely, forever and ever. No small intention. But before we get started, I want to tell you a few things about what's happening at the school. We're still kind of recuperating or still flying high from our big 11-11-11 event last night. We had about 50 people showed up, and we just really resonated the new vibrations of consciousness that we're all moving into. And it's amazing. It was really cool to see, you know, so many people doing meditations around the world. And I think it's really affected me and affected a lot of people on the planet. Tomorrow, we're doing an open house at the Institute from 1 to 6. If you're in the area, you know, come on down. You don't have to come for the whole thing, but if you do, you'll get really high. And if you're not in the area, book a flight right now. Start driving. You know, it's really, really interesting. Even if you're not interested in classes, you can just come for the sound healing experience. We'll be doing a lot of different meditations and such. And then, let's see, what else is coming up? We've got, you could actually start our online sound healing program on November 29th. And if you pay in full, you could get a little discount if you pay in full by Tuesday now. Also, we've got the whole new semester starting up on January 17th at the Institute here in San Francisco. That's for both the certificate and the associate degree, whether you're doing it at the Institute or online. And if you pay in full by the 15th, you can get a discount for those classes. At the same time, we also have the sound healing audio production class starting at the Institute January 17th. And we've got that starting online this week on Monday. You could join into the class. If that doesn't work, we could work out another time for you. And that's audio production where we go through Pro Tools and how to use it to really affect people in a much deeper way, physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually, no matter what type of music you're doing or what type of program you're using as well. So you don't have to just be using Pro Tools as well. Let's see. What else? We also are still doing our Root Soul Frequency assessments online. As long as you have a webcam, we can look at you and see your frequency and then send you a CD and your key. And, of course, we also do sell sound tables. We've got a used sound table on for sale right now for $1,285, normally $1,685. And we also sell crystal bowls and tons of music. Got lots of music. And, in fact, Suzanne's had some experiences with the music. We have, you know, the new cymatic CDs that actually are frequencies for various parts of the body. And you were using the CD on your knee, huh?
Yeah, I had woke up one day and my knee hurt really, really bad. I must have slept wrong. And every day it got like 5% worse. And it just kept getting worse and worse and worse. And then I used the CD, I think it was the one for muscles and tendons, and immediately the next day when I woke up, it was about 35% better, and it did take about 2 weeks before it did fully heal, but every single day after that, it kept getting, like, better and better, and now it just doesn't bother me anymore, and it made a huge, huge difference.
Cool. Thank you. So, that's it. If you're interested, you can always call us at 415-777-2486, or you can email me at david@soundhealingcenter.com. That's david@soundhealingcenter.com. And, of course, our website is soundhealingcenter.com. We've just revised it, so if you haven't checked it out later, we have a lot of new information on the website that you can read about, and a lot of music. There's like demos of all 40 of our CDs, and most of the CDs also have binaural beats embedded in them to entrain your brain into different brainwave states. Okay, cool. So to start with, Suzanne, just tell us a little bit about yourself and about what you do.
Sure. Yeah, I mainly practice hypnotherapy, and I've been practicing for about a year and a half, but I have studied for 18 years. And hypnotherapy, it's a therapy that really helps you to make major changes in your life. And what it does is it puts you into a deep state of relaxation. And when you're in this deep state, you really have access to a lot of different parts of your mind, and basically what we're doing is bypassing your subconscious mind, bypassing your logical mind and acting directly on your subconscious, so positive suggestions and thoughts can take root at a deep level. And also when you're in this deeply relaxed state, you also have access to answers that aren't available during normal waking consciousness. So you can get, you know, answers to problems, solutions to things, you know, because you really have a lot more access to different parts of your mind. So, you know, it really can help you to make really big changes in your life and, you know, pretty quickly.
So tell us, what is this deep state?
It's, you know, pretty much it's the same as theta, you know. It's like being in a state of theta. And, you know, it's very, you know, the reason that you want to, you know, do that, again, like I said, because you can really bypass the logical mind and make radical changes in your life when you're dealing directly with the subconscious. And, you know, it's very healing for the body to be in that state. You can, you know, you can correct things that happen in the past. You can feel better about bad things that happen. There's just so many things that can be done in this state.
So theta, I know, is a brainwave state between mm-hmm. 4 and 7 cycles per second, which is kind of like whoa, 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 whoa.
Yeah, exactly.
So how do you get people in that state?
Well, there's several different ways, but two of the most popular ways that I use, you know, is just basically, you know, having someone sit in a comfortable chair, close their eyes, and I just kind of guide them through a relaxation where, you know, they focus on their breathing. They imagine that they're relaxing, like, each muscle, starting at their scalp, working all the way down. And I also have them imagine that they're in, like, a tranquil scene in nature, like watching the sunset or walking on the beach,
sparkles on the ocean.
Exactly, yeah. They're sitting watching sparkles on the water, you know.
Mm-hmm. You know, I found that one thing that really puts people in theta is just multi-track mind, where you're focused on more than one thing at a time.
Mm.
And so, you know, if we have somebody just tune in to 7 chakras at once, or, you know, the one meditation we do is where we have people tune into every frequency in the universe at once.
Mm.
And, you know, there's no way your logical mind can handle more than two things. You know, actually even more than one thing at once. Your logical mind cannot handle two things at once. It has to really jump from one thing to another. So the second you go even more than one thing at once, then your logical mind gives it up.
Yeah, anything you can do to turn off the logical mind is good.
So It's interesting. Okay, so now you get in this state. Oh, but before we continue, how long has hypnotherapy been around?
Oh, God, probably since, you know, the beginning of time, pretty much all cultures have used some form of it. You know, shamans and native healers, you know, all kinds of people. It's been around a really long time.
Really? You know, I think it seems that one thing I know that people do, it's really interesting, and I've seen you do it because you've done work on me, is when you just kind of talk, here, do the voice. As if you're gonna put me in.
Okay. Imagine that you're walking along the beach. It's a beautiful summer day, and you can feel the hot sand beneath your feet.
See, when you do that, it's like it's so cool because what you're doing is you're going dun 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 dun. You're simply entraining people into that brainwave state. With that tempo.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, and then, of course, your soft voice is like, you know, you know, so you're really, that really helps as well. Yeah, that's interesting. Do you know of people using binaural beats, which are, you know, the two frequencies that create that brainwave state of 4 to 7 cycles to get people in that state?
I use it. I'm sure other hypnotherapists do as well. Yeah, because definitely using the music in combination with the hypnotherapy is really effective and really helps to take people in quicker.
Now, once you get in, this is interesting because, you know, I mean, a lot of people talk about, you know, the law of attraction, right? Mm-hmm. And I know you've got like the largest law of attraction group in.
On Meetup, I think it's the largest in Northern California.
Yeah, and you've been studying the law of attraction intensely for years, right? And a lot of people talk about, you know, okay, why doesn't the law of attraction work? You know, it's like, yeah, I've been focusing on, like, a new car. I've been focusing on, like, a mansion.
Yeah.
I've been focusing on, you know, the perfect mate and all that, and it's not coming. What's the deal? And a lot of people, you know, are now saying that it's like the deal is that your subconscious mind is resonating a frequency that is simply undermining the other frequency that you're trying to focus on. Because, you know, if you've got these beliefs that believe, you know, which I think a lot of people have, some good examples are like a lot of people think, God, you know, if I have a lot of money, then other people won't have money. Or if I have money, I should give it all away because people are starving.
Yeah,
you know, it's wrong to have
that, and
Right. So, you know, there's all these. I mean, also, you know, I'm not good enough to have this job, or I'm not good enough to have this relationship, or, you know, I'm not pretty enough. We have like all these beliefs that are like completely just going on. Just, I mean, they're in our subconscious, kind of going no.
Yeah, it's definitely true. If you have these negative beliefs, it's very, very hard to manifest like a new car. If you think having a new car is bad or money is bad. So that is a lot of what I do, is help people release these negative beliefs so that, you know, they can move forward and, you know, manifest the job that they want or the car or the relationship. And, you know, most people know about the law of attraction because of the movie The Secret, and it really was an incredible movie because it really did bring all of these things out into the mainstream, and it really raised awareness about the law of attraction. But what most people don't realize is that The Secret really was just an introduction to the law of attraction, and a lot of people think that you can just spend like 10 minutes a day visualizing the car and saying affirmations and then spend the other, you know, 23 hours and 40 minutes thinking negatively, and you can't. I mean, the law of attraction, it's all about being in a positive mindset and vibration all day long, moment by moment, and when you study the law of attraction at a deeper level, you know, there's all kinds of tools that you can use to really maintain that high vibration. And then I teach people, you know, I work with people to release all of these negative beliefs, you know, because once you can clear out the subconscious, then you can manifest the things that you want, and you can get the law of attraction to work a lot better. So, yeah, the subconscious mind really has to be cleared out, and you have to really look at, you know, what happened. And sometimes people aren't even aware of the reason why they think like money is bad. And sometimes I'll use regression techniques to take people back to the root cause of the problem. And, you know, it might be some fight that your parents had when you were five about money that you don't even remember, or, you know, something you saw or overheard. And sometimes people aren't even aware, but, you know, these things can easily be cleared out with hypnotherapy. And, you know, I've had a lot of people really be able to move forward once these things are cleared out.
So, say, for example, say you find this root cause, okay, or the situation, or the you know, what created this, or where this belief got underway. How do you change it?
I mean, the thing that I'm thinking
is like, okay, well, you've got this belief. It's like this thing going on that's a deep pattern in you.
Mm-hmm.
And now, like in an hour, we're going to change this deep pattern.
Well, sometimes it does take, you know, more than an hour, but, you know, it still is much, much faster than other forms of talk therapy. But, you know, there's a lot of different ways. Sometimes I'll work with the emotional freedom technique, which is a really powerful way to clear out negative beliefs. Sometimes with regression, once we go back and find out what it is that started this whole thing, we can actually go back and correct the scene. And that might involve sometimes...
How do you correct it?
Sometimes, like, bringing in the person's higher self. The person might, you know, say something happened when they were, like, five. I might have them step into that scene as their adult self, let the five-year-old know that, you know, they're from the future, they're here to help the child, and... Or we might bring in the person's higher self, and... You know, with these other resources, play the scene out differently, how it should have played out. And, you know, you still know that the bad thing happened, but it's a way of taking your power back. You know, because when we were 5 years old and bad things happened, we didn't have a lot of power or control, but this is a way of going back and doing something about it. And in your mind, just playing the scene out differently, how it should have been played out. And, you know, you still know that the bad thing happened, but still it's a way of taking your power back and of feeling better about it. And once you start feeling better about it and you take your power back, it doesn't have the same effect over you.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Nice. So you just kind of reprogram that moment.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, it's interesting. Our perception of anything is always just our perception. So you can, you know, often like re-perceive it but, you know, it's like what you're saying also is kind of creating a parallel reality in a way.
Exactly. It really kind of is like creating a parallel reality, yeah.
You know, it's so interesting because everybody's talking about parallel realities in physics now, you know, and how, you know, there are different realities. So it's interesting to really look at it that way, you know, to really take control. So, okay, so you said, you know, you also do EFT, which is Emotional Freedom Technique.
Yes.
And what, how does that work?
Well, the Emotional Freedom Technique, you know, just talk a little bit about it because some people might not even know what it is, but it's a pretty new therapy. It's been around about 20 years, and it was used a lot with 9/11 victims, with Vietnam vets, and it was one of the only few things that worked to get rid of their trauma. And basically what it is, it's based on the principles of Chinese medicine, and it works on the meridian system. And what it does is, you know, when we have like a negative thought or some kind of trauma that happened, everyone always thinks that that's just stored in the mind. And it is, but it's also stored in the body, and it's also stored in the body's meridian system. So what this does is, instead of using needles like acupuncture uses, it utilizes a sequence of tapping on the body and on the face. And because most of the acupuncture points start or end in the head, so, you know, those points are very, very powerful points. So by tapping on these points and saying certain words, you can actually clear out negative beliefs, you can clear out traumas, clear all of this stuff out of the meridian system. Because, when, you know, when these things happen, you know, a negative belief, they cause disruptions in the energy system. So what this does by tapping on these different points and saying certain phrases, it helps to clear all of that out, and it's pretty rapid and fast.
So you're tapping kind of like this, right?
Mm-hmm, yes.
Oh, I can't make sure I don't hit the off button on the phone here. You're going bum, 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 dun, dun. So you're basically doing the same... thing of theta.
Yeah, it's actually entraining the brain into a light trance into theta. So
yeah.
That's one of the ways that it works, is that it really is kind of an alternative way of getting at the subconscious. So all of the things that you're saying take root at a deep level and can really be cleared out. And
now it's interesting. It's like to see, it makes me want to get into exactly how this works.
Mm-hmm.
Because mostly a reason I say this, because I'm really interested in, you know, coming up with a sound technique.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a sound technique that I've seen. It's called acupuncture for the mind, which is on the web. And I've checked it out. And they've got, you know, all these different beliefs that you deal with. And they have, like, frequencies for each of the acupuncture points. And then they play these frequencies, and it desensitizes you to that actual, you know, belief or whatever you're dealing with.
Yeah.
The only problem is the frequencies they have in the guy's voice. There's something wrong with it digitally, and it's like it's really annoying to listen to, and I couldn't stand it. I couldn't stand it at all. You know, which maybe that's what he's trying to do, is like really annoy you so you can really, you know, get where you can deal with anything. I don't know. But, you know, so I'm really interested, exactly how is this working? So my guess is that, you know, by tapping on these acupuncture points on different parts of the body, you're basically creating a flow in your body. And flow is really the main thing, because whenever you have any blockage, it's
mm-hmm.
essentially a blockage in your body too, huh?
Yeah.
So any, you know, emotional issue not only manifests as an emotional blockage, it manifests essentially in your meridian system, huh?
Definitely, yeah. So definitely, you know, it's clearing out the meridian system. It's inducing you into a light trance, and it's very, very calming. And what it does is it helps you to, you know, really get calmer and think clearly about the problem as well. And, you know, the constant tapping and repeating certain phrases, it is kind of monotonous, and it does help to desensitize you to the problem.
So do you focus on what kind of phrases?
You know, if you're really angry or something, you might say something like, even though I have all of this anger, I deeply and completely love and accept myself. And then you might just tap on the anger, like, and, you know, it's really, EFT is really all about releasing the negative. So if you're really angry about something that happened at work, you might just say phrases like, you know, my boss is just such a jerk. I really hate this job. It's
so you
really
say the
awful.
Negative stuff,
so
too.
So you're saying the negative stuff initially at first, because you really want to clear it out. And sometimes initially people have this fear, but if I say all of these negative things, aren't I reinforcing it? And you're not. You're doing the exact opposite by saying, you know, all the negative things that you're feeling. You're just getting it out and you're releasing it. And then you'll notice after you do, like, you know, it's a sequence of 10 points. And after you get through one round, which is tapping on these 10 points, you'll notice that you start to feel calmer, you start to feel clearer. And then the next round, you might be like, well, this job isn't so bad, and, you know, there are a lot of good things about it, and, you know, maybe everything is going to be okay. And you'll find with each round that you do start to feel more positive about it. But initially, yeah, you do want to, you know, just say whatever comes up, even if it's very negative, because you want to release that.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Before we continue, let's play a song. This song is called Emotional Stress Relief, or ESR. And this song actually has theta embedded in it.
Oh, great.
You know, so it has binaural beats. So so let's check this out, and then we'll come back and continue with more.
Great.
So this is ESR, or Emotional Stress Relief. Thank you. know, whenever I take a look at any healing therapy, I kind of look at it from the hierarchy of sound and music and energy perspective that I've come up with, where, you know, there's four levels. You got frequency, you know, pure frequencies, which you're in EFT, you're applying basically pure frequencies. You're applying these frequencies by tapping mm-hmm. to the body to put people into theta. And then there's timbres, which are, you know, basic tonalities. And you can use different sounds, but you're using, in EFT, you're not really using the voice too much. In hypnotherapy, you're using the sound of your voice to entrain people. But in EFT, I don't guess there's too much timbre. But then,
I actually have experimented a little bit with toning while I'll think about a phrase and tap and do toning, and I have found it to be effective.
How do you do it?
You know, if I'm tapping on, like, anger, I'll make the sound of anger and then think about, you know, releasing the anger doing the tapping.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, really cool. It is pretty cool. It is something that I have been wanting to experiment with more.
Uh-huh. Well, then the third level is music, and really, you know, it occurs to me that the whole thing about music is the quality of the flow, because, you know, it's like there's a lot of systems that focus on frequency, or the medical system, the whole medical industry focuses often on, you know, one organ or one part of the body and not the flow between the different parts of the body, not even to mention the emotional system in the body.
So, yeah, it's not holistic at all.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Yeah. You know? And so I've come to realize that flow is really, you know, treatments that deal with flow are really the deal. You know, I mean, even tuning forks are, you know, they can be just frequency, but if they're on acupuncture points, then they actually are dealing with flow. And they can actually be applied so that you're trying to get flow up and down the spine as well. But then, besides that, there's also the energy that you bring to it. You know, so if you set an intention for somebody to be healed, or you just have this really positive vibration of really trying to help somebody, then there's that energy as well. And a lot of people just go to different, you know, therapists and such just to get finally to have someone in their life care about them.
Yeah, unfortunately, it's not always the case in Western medicine.
right. And so, so it's interesting. In EFT, you're really, when you're doing the tapping, you are getting people down into, well, I guess you can say you're getting them into the flow of theta, but also you are working on getting the flow going through the meridian system. But there's also the other part of it, seems like a big part, it seems like there's so many things going on, is you're trying to really desensitize that feeling, that emotion, which is interesting because I'm still trying to wrap my mind around it exactly, because what you're doing is you're saying the negative part, then you say it positively, right? You do the opposite.
Yeah, once you feel like you've got the negative pretty well cleared out, like what I usually do is when we start, I have the person make an assessment on a scale of 1 to 10 of, like, how bad the fear is or how bad the anger is,
cool.
And then after we complete the round of the 10 points, they can see where they're at. And I really like people to be at a 2 or lower before we move on to the positive. And, you know, sometimes if you're really angry or you're really afraid, you know, you might have to do like 4 or 5 rounds before you feel like you're ready to move on to positive.
Okay.
So it, you know, it depends.
This is cool because, you know, what I've done or come across, and it's a whole chapter in my book I'm working on right now, and it's is a whole procedure that seems to be really common for healers, really good healers as well. And there's 3 steps. One, you get people in the zone as much as you can get them, you know, to relax or just get high or get into, you know, universal love or whatever. Just get them as much as you can. And often you can't get them too high because, you know, that's why they're there. They got issues going on. Oh, then you work on what you just said, releasing the negative.
Yeah.
You know, so you use this energy from really getting them in the zone, and to then release the negative. And you're doing exactly this with hypnotherapy. With hypnotherapy, you are taking people under into a relaxed state. So you're getting people in the zone, and then you're from that zone, because you know it's kind of like with relationships. If you are having a conflict and you go, oh God, here we go, and you go, you know, you know, let's fix this, and the other person says, shut up, you know, or whatever. Well, you know, it's like you almost need to get in the zone to be able to fix it, you know. But often people are, you know, really resistant to getting in the zone when they're in that place, because they you know, they're focused on the issue. So this is perfect. So you take people in the zone, and then you work on releasing the stuck parts, and then you resonate. The third part is to resonate the beauty, resonate the good.
So
if someone's really angry, then what do you say then? How do you do the tapping, the EFT part for that?
Well, you know, first we deal
with the positive part.
Oh, the positive part. Well, once they're feeling better, you know, and they're thinking much more clearly about it, then, you know, the tapping might go like, you know, this situation really isn't that bad, and everything, you know, always works out well for me, and, you know, all of this is going to be fine, and, you know, I trust that everything is working out for the best, and, you know, it might be go kind of like that.
So you do first a little hypnotherapy, and then do the EFT, or do you just go?
Usually we do the EFT first, because it's sort of like planting a garden. Like if you bought a house and you were going to go out in the backyard and plant a garden, you're not just going to go out there and put in like tomato seedlings or plant seeds, because until you clear out the rocks and the weeds, the plants really wouldn't thrive or do well. So EFT is kind of like that. It's kind of like clearing out all of the negative, and then the positive hypnotherapy suggestions and the positive law of attraction statements, they can really stick a lot better once the negative is cleared out.
So tell me, can you tell me some of the success stories you've had?
Sure, yeah. I had one woman who, she was in New York, and she was at the airport, and she was trying to come back to San Francisco, and she couldn't get on the plane. She had like a terrible, terrible panic attack. She had to be taken out of the airport, was almost hospitalized. And then 4 days later, when she had to fly, she called me up, and we worked on Skype, and she was terrified. Like, she had this dream where she was told that if she got on the plane, she would die, she would be killed. So we worked mainly with EFT on that one, because it's a little bit easier to do EFT on Skype. And not only was she able to get on the plane and fly without any anxiety, but a month later she had another flight, and there was all of this turbulence, and dishes were flying through the plane, people were screaming and crying, and she just sat there tapping and saying the words, safe and secure, and she just kept tapping and repeating these words, and she said she was fine, and normally she would have been like throwing up and crying, and she had no problem. And then so while I was working with her, I said, you know, you're imagining that all these terrible things are going to happen on this flight, but let's imagine, what if this was the greatest flight that you ever had in your life? What would that be like? And she's like, well, I would meet all of these cool people, and all of these great things would happen. And then a month later, she had another flight, and she called me up, and she's like, you're not going to believe it. She's like, what we visualized during that session, it all happened. I met all of these cool people, and all of these great things happened.
Wow.
So, yeah, that was cool. Really, really powerful. And you know, I had somebody else who came to me who had bulimia for 30 years, which is an eating disorder, and she was overweight ever since she was an infant, because she was given some kind of pharmaceutical drug that decreased her metabolism and increased her appetite. So she was overweight her whole entire life. She had never lost weight, and not only did she stop binging and purging, but she lost 25 pounds.
Wow.
So
what other types of, give me like a list of all the different types of stuff you deal with.
Sure, yeah, I do work a lot with people that are looking for like an alternative therapy for like anxiety or depression, you know, people that have like problems with self-confidence or social anxiety. Weight loss is a really big thing that I work with, eating disorders, all kinds of addictions, you know, relationship problems, people who...
I know you had a guy that was like a pot smoker.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. This one person I saw, he smoked pot 20 times a day for 15 years, and I was able to totally help him and turn this around, and his biggest fear was that... if he gave up pot, he felt like he had all of this anger, like, bubbling beneath the surface, and he was terrified that if he quit that he was going to become a rageaholic, because that's how his father was, and not only was he able to give up smoking pot, but he was able to totally get his anger under control, too.
Because
it's really one way that my work is different. I was trained in transpersonal hypnotherapy, and it's a very holistic and spiritual form of hypnotherapy, and it's all about, like, getting to the root cause of the problem. And, you know, for him, it really was about the anger. It wasn't, I mean, I could have just worked on reprogramming his behavior to not smoke pot, but I really needed to address his anger. And usually, you know, people don't usually smoke or overeat or smoke pot because they want the substance so bad. It usually is about some kind of underlying emotion. And what I found is that once you help people deal with that and release that, and then you reprogram the subconscious, the results are just so much longer lasting. Because I've had people come in who, you know, went to hypnotherapy before and, like, it worked and they quit smoking, but they never dealt with the issues underneath. And then they come to me and they're like, well, I was able to quit smoking, but now I'm eating all this food and gaining all this weight. So, you know, really, if you don't deal with the emotions underneath, often the problem morphs into something else. So by dealing with the emotions underneath, you know, you can really release it and get them a longer-lasting result. And
so that sounds like that's really the difference between, the traditional idea of what hypnosis is,
exactly.
Where you're going in, you're planting this seed. It's like, oh, if I smoke, you know, I'm going to get sick, you know, or something.
Yeah.
So a lot of people think that's what hypnosis is about, and it's not. You're really doing a whole different thing where you are doing it on a holistic and more of a
cycle,
you know.
Yeah, because I really want to find out, like, why are they overeating? Why are they smoking? Why are they so depressed? Why do they have all of this fear? And you really need to look at what's causing it and release that. And, you know, it just, the changes are just so much more lasting when you do that.
You know, it's interesting. I mean, I've known you quite a while, and I've looked at your website. I mean, God, and her stories. I mean, the amount of people that you've helped that have completely been turned around is just staggering.
Yeah.
I mean, you've only been doing it like not that long, and it's amazing.
Yeah.
You're like, I just, and also I've had you work on me, so, but I've still got issues, though. but, you know, it's incredible. So, now, you also do other stuff, you've got, before we go on, though, you've got CDs you're putting together now, right?
I do, yes.
So what are the CDs about?
Well, I don't have them released yet, but within, you know, probably within a month, I'll have one for insomnia. There'll be several different ones. You know, there's going to be one for strengthening your immune system if you get, like, a cold. There'll be one for, like, headaches. So, you know, for just a lot of different problems.
What about for helping people with business?
Yeah, I mean, hypnotherapy is really, really effective for that because a lot of times people, you know, just have so many subconscious blocks that really can prevent them from getting ahead in business, or maybe they, like, think that they can't, you know, they're not worthy of earning more than a certain amount, or, you know, they just have a lot of fears about taking their business to the next level, and some people are just, you know, really, like, they buy into all of this stuff about, you know, the economy is bad, so I can't be successful. And I've really done really well with helping people, you know, move beyond all of that because, you know, even in a bad economy, people still thrive, and there's no reason why any of us can't thrive, even though the economy is not perfect right now.
Excellent. So now you've written this you got an e-book, which is about helping people with alternative therapies, whether all the different ones from massage to, you know, hypnotherapy to all different types of things.
Yeah, estheticians, sound healers, it really anyone who's in the alternative health field could benefit. And, you know, it really just, you know, teaches people a lot of different marketing techniques. It does, there is a chapter that helps people, you know, work with negative beliefs that might be blocking their success. You know, because really, you know, a lot of times a lot of schools, you know, they are really good at teaching like massage or,
whatever,
you know, hypnotherapy or whatever, but they don't always focus very well on the marketing aspect of it. So a lot of times people just have trouble when they graduate, like
that's
getting
huge.
Clients.
I think, you know, I know so many schools that do that. They teach you, you know, how to do it, but it's like, God, you know, it's a whole nother skill to be able to get clients.
Yeah, and
huge.
It's really heartbreaking for me. Like, I recently had a hypnotherapy client who was in severe chronic pain, and I felt like, you know, she had some psychological issues, and I felt like I really needed to refer her to a psychotherapist, and I had a woman that I knew was a psychotherapist who specialized in pain management, and I tried to refer this woman to her, and she, you know, when I called her, she's like, I'm not doing it anymore. I went out of business. I couldn't get enough clients, and it really just broke my heart because, you know, alternative healing is so powerful, and it's so needed now, and it just breaks my heart when I see people not being able to make it or, you know, pay their bills and make a living, and so, you know, I just feel really passionate about helping people with that.
Well, you know, I've read through the book, of course, and it's amazing. It's really amazing. I know you're refining it, but, you know, there's just so much content. It's like a lot of books that, you know, people write books and they'll write just a lot of stuff and stories and stuff to just kind of fill the book. This one is so unbelievably concise. It seems like every section is just pure content as to something you could actually really do. And that's, so I really recommend it. Where is your business?
I have my practice. It's on Polk Street in the Knob Hill area at Polk in Sacramento.
In San Francisco?
In San Francisco, yeah.
But you're saying you can also do stuff online?
Yeah, I have worked with a lot of people on Skype. EFT can be done on the phone, and then hypnotherapy and EFT can also both be done on Skype.
Cool, great. And how do people get in touch with you?
The best way is through my website, which is www.sanfranciscohypnosisclinic.com.
SanFranciscoHypnosisClinic.com.
Yeah, and you can also email me. My email is Suzanne, that's SUSANNE _ Runyon, RUNION, at yahoo.com.
Cool. And do you want to give your phone number also?
Sure, yeah. It's 415-336-6128. Again, that's 415-336-6128.
So what do you see? You see anything as far as the future of how this, because, you know, it seems like this is the number one thing that is holding people back. Deep, stuck emotional issues and negative beliefs. Now, negative beliefs that are subconscious, which are hidden, too.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the cool thing about bringing people into Theta, is because then you can get to the hidden parts. And that's really, I mean, because a lot of people don't have a clue how screwed up they are.
Yeah.
God bless them. God bless us all. So, you know, what do you think? Do you see any ideas as to, you know, how this could even, what might be coming down the future? I mean, what I'm looking at is to incorporate these techniques into a virtual reality healing system that we're getting funded with.
Yeah, I think that's going to be phenomenal.
Yeah, so you can actually, not only, you know, focus, I mean, you can see the meridians when you look down in 3D with 3D glasses.
Yeah.
And you can really, you know, start working on sending golden balls of light up and down the meridians, stopping on each acupuncture point, and really get things flowing and just really, you know, make this into, you know, a complete holistic science that uses a lot of different techniques. Because I just see, God, wouldn't it be amazing? Because so many people, and there's just so many people, you know, even when they see a pattern in themselves, they don't know what the hell to do.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, it's like, I know, you know, I do certain things. I don't, you know, it's like, I know there's tons of us that are thinking, God, you know, if I only knew how to change this,
yeah.
You know, I don't like this part of myself, you know, and then you think, I don't know what the hell to do. You know,
yeah.
If I could change it, I would change it in a second. And now we're finally getting tools that are becoming more accepted and such. It's like, God, you know, I just think there's the most potential in this area to help people than any other area there is. I think, and then the next part that a lot of people are missing is, you know, how to, after you clear out, what the hell you do.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, to really be able to have very specific techniques to resonate your soul, to resonate with spirit and source, to really go to that place where we're one with everything in the universe.
Yeah.
You know, and you know, when you can, and I think taking people into this theta state is really the best portal to really get you into the state where you're one with everything in the universe, where you're actually, you know, totally connected to spirit, totally connected to source. Because, you know, I mean, that's the deal. That's, I think, the ultimate goal. And so ultimately, I mean, as I'm kind of on this roll because from last night we were doing the 11-11-11 thing. It was really all about, you know, really resonating these higher energies. And what we did is we did a sound technique to release these, you know, stuck issues. But, you know, I mean, that's another thing that's really interesting. When you use crystal balls, it actually creates a theta vibration.
Yes,
it does. It goes whoa, 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 really slow. So often people use those to bring people into states. And I know Sylvina at our school actually, She'll take people into really deep states and release, you know, a lot of things. And I think there's so many different avenues, and the potential for this is incredible. Any thoughts about what might be coming down the line?
Yeah, I definitely see these techniques really gaining in popularity. I really honestly believe that within less than 5 years, these things are going to be as popular as yoga and meditation. I was recently sitting on the bus in San Francisco, and I saw someone tapping, and I have this one client who, you know, I don't really recommend that people do this, but he will walk down the street in downtown San Francisco and do tapping, and he doesn't care. And I do, you know, because it really wasn't that long ago when yoga and meditation were considered crazy, and now, you know, you see people doing it in Golden Gate Park, and I really think that in less than 5 years, these are going to be very, very widely accepted, and everyone is going to be doing it because they're really gaining in popularity so much.
That's probably the biggest block right now is people not understanding what it is. Because, you know, if you believe something, if you don't believe in something, it's not very likely to work.
Yeah.
You know, so as, you know, as you gain popularity, then everybody, you know, really sees, oh, this is really working, and I keep hearing of different people. So cool. So once again, if you want to get in touch with you, it's 415-336-6128, or what's your email again?
My email is Suzanne, Susanne, _Runyon, Runion, @yahoo.com. Or if you can't remember that, just go to my website, which is www.sanfranciscohypnosisclinic, and all my contact information is on there.
Cool. So what we'll end with is our intention. And our intention is that everybody may release every stuck emotional issue they've got, every deep subconscious negative belief, and be able to then resonate higher emotions of gratitude, compassion, love, joy, direct connection to spirit, direct connection to soul, and a direct connection to source, where we're all one, and we see that all the time. So we realize this illusion of separation is just ridiculous. So, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Yeah. So, hold this energy of this intention, if you will, into the rest of the weekend, into the week ahead, into months ahead, years ahead, and lifetimes. Imagine living in love and light forever on.